You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you. So good to have you tuning in. This is Kingdom Sound. We are the radio ministry broadcast for Victory International Praise Ministries. Thank God that you're tuning in faithfully to the radio dial. We're glad that you're here. We pray that the Word of God is a blessing and an encouragement to you each time we are here. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Just want to give a shout out to my pastor that is also broadcasting Monday through Wednesday, Pastor Thomas Robinson, and our pastor, Teresa Robinson, great man and woman of God. Give God thanks and praise for them, for all that they do. Remember, VIP, we love God and we love people, and God loves you. Today we are speaking on the topic, Help, I'm in a battle. Help, I'm in a battle. This is part two. Help, I'm in a battle. How do I respond? How do I come through? How do I make it out the dark place? How do I make it out the trial? How do I make it through the test, through the challenge? What does the Word say to give me encouragement, to give me strength, to help me endure? What does God have to say? I want to encourage you today. My God, God is on your side. Let me say that. You're going through something. It could be a health challenge. Help, I'm in a battle. I'm fighting for my health. I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for what Jesus won for me. That we are the healed of the Lord, that with his stripes we were healed. It could be a health challenge. There's so many different battles, relationship battle, work battle, financial battle, job, career, direction battle. It could be anything. We all go through different things. But the key thing to know and remember is that God is on our side. God, our Heavenly Father, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, God loves us. God loves those that are not saved, that have not accepted Christ. He loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that none would perish, that all would accept him. That's God. The plan of God is that you receive Christ, accept him in your heart and life, and live and be restored to the great life God always designed and had in man. Mind for mankind. So God loves you. When we accept him, we're restored. We come back to our Heavenly Father. No matter what we deal with in the earth realm, no matter what we deal with the days of our life in earth, never lose hope and sight that God loves you. That God loves you. That God shows up for you. God is a good father. God shows up for you. God shows up for you. He shows up for us. He is not a deadbeat dad. Can I say that? God is a faithful God, a faithful father. He gonna show up to you. Cry out to him. Help, I'm in a battle. Use your voice and call upon the name of the Lord. He's near to us that cry out to him. You're not alone. The enemy, come on, presents lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. But I declare today, you're not alone. I am not alone. Would you declare that? Break up the lie of the enemy. I'm not alone. God is with me. God is for me. Declare out of your mouth today, I'm not alone. God is with me. God is for me. And on top of that, he's assigned angels to me. He He's assigned angels to be in campground about me. He's given me his Holy Spirit. We break the lie of the enemy from off of our mind and heart. We break the stronghold of the enemy that would cause us to think like Elijah the prophet. It's just me, myself, and I. Only I, but God declares you're not alone today. He has not left you. Jesus promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God will not do it. He's not a liar. God is not a liar. God is not man. He will not go back on his word. But the word of the Lord shall surely come to pass today. Let me go to the scripture. God bless us today in the word. God strengthen all of us, your people, in the word today. God, even let those that don't know you, but they tune in because they desire to know you. God, let them realize your love today. Let them receive Christ by listening to a radio broadcast. Let their lives be transformed, that God will be glorified. Let souls be saved. Let souls come into the kingdom and receive Christ because they were reminded that you love them. Because this broadcast, the word of God being taught, pierced their hearts today. We pray, help, I'm in a battle. Help, I'm in a trial. Help, I'm in a situation. God be God in my life. God be God. God be strong. God do exploits. God transform. God change lives and hearts, I pray in the name of Jesus. Okay, let's go to the word. I could praise him all day. Let's go to the word. Let's start with Deuteronomy 3. Deuteronomy 31. I said it wrong. Deuteronomy 31. Let's go and look at, let's look at verse 6, 7, 8, 9. Deuteronomy, Old Testament, chapter 31, verses 6, 7, 8, 9. Talking about the children of Israel, the Lord said, verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Help, I'm in a battle. Guess what? That's the time to be strong. That's the time to receive the strength of God. That's the time to be strengthened. Be strong and courageous. How? God gives you his strength. Be strong in the Lord, the scripture tells us, and in the power of his might. Your strength is not enough. This is not the time to rely on natural strength. This is not time to rely on your natural abilities, on your natural intellect. Do you want to get whooped? Try doing it your way. Help, I'm in a battle. Help, I'm in a trial. Help, I'm in a time of testing. Help, I'm fighting for my very life. I'm in a health challenge. Be strong in the Lord. Be courageous. Tap into the strength of God. The strength of God can be found in the Word of God. The strength of God can be found in the Spirit of God. The strength of God can be found in prayer. Be strong in the Lord. The Lord tells us, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and courageous. This is the time for courage. This is the time for courage. God, strengthen your people with courage. Strengthen your people with the courage of God. Courage is something that God gives us from him, and it's all him, and we rise and stand in it. It's not my courage, but he gives me his courage, his ability to be bold, his ability to be brave. God put brave on us today. In the midst of whatever trial we're facing, in the midst of whatever battle we're facing, God, put your brave on us today. God, put your courage on me today. God, that I will be bold, I will be strong, and I will be courageous to not quit, to not give up, but to stand my ground in the spirit. In the natural, we have laws that are called stand your ground laws, where you don't take flight. The courage of God. I'm not running with my tail tucked between my legs, but I will take courage. I will stand in the strength of God. When we stand in the strength of God, we can be assured the victory. Guess what? When we be strong and take courage, guess what? That doesn't mean I have all the answers. That doesn't mean I have a solution. But I'm standing in God. Who are you standing in? I pray that you're standing in God today. God and the strength of God supersedes anything you or I could ask or think or do in our own strength. God, the strength of God supersedes our natural ability. In the natural, you might be a strong person. People say, oh, he's a strong person. Oh, she's a strong person. But listen, your natural strength is no match for the strength of God. Your natural strength, I will also say, is no strength, no match for the strength of your enemy, the devil. You and I are no match for the devil one-on-one. But when we stand in the strength of God is the word of God. The strength of God is the power and enablement of God. The strength of God is prayer. This, when we stand in the strength of God, we in Christ are greater than our foe. But it's the supernatural of God, his strength, the supernatural of God, his courage. He pours into us courage. He pours into us boldness, supernatural bravery, supernatural ability to stand and not tuck our tails and run, but we stand in his strength because we trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we're not leaning to our own understanding. Our own understanding, the natural understanding of man, is a train wreck. The natural strength of man is a train wreck. We need God to put his super on us. Let him put it, pour it on us, put it on us like a helmet today. Come on. I'm standing in the strength of God. We need to put on, saying that, we need to put on our supernatural armor of God. Adorn and dress ourselves in the helmet of salvation. Dress and adorn ourselves in the breastplate of his righteousness. Dress and adorn ourselves in the belt of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. I'm strong in the Lord, and I'm putting on Christ. I'm putting on righteousness. I'm putting on salvation. I'm putting on the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth is girding me. We put on the gospel of peace. We put on Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. We put on the shield of faith. That's why we're not ducking tail and running. Be strong and courageous today. The Lord admonishes us. The Lord commands us, be strong, be courageous. We put on the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and that is what we declare unto you today. God say, be strong, be of good courage. He then goes on to say, fear not. Exclamation, 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 exclamation. Fear not, because we know our God. That's why we must know his word. Fear not. I come to you today. What are you facing? Where are you? What is it that you're facing that you're saying, help, God, I'm in a battle? What are you facing? I come to you today in the strength and power of the Lord with the word of God. I'm armed with the word today. I'm armed with the word. And I declare unto you today, fear not, bold believer. Fear not, saint of the Most High God. Fear not, Christ follower. Fear not, Christ being. Come on, fear not. He says to us, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, he says, fear not, nor be afraid of them. Don't fear, don't be afraid. Stand in his strength. Stand in his courage that he's given you. He's given you the enablement to have courage and to take courage and to stand in faith. Stand in faith. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. For the Lord thy God, this is why, because he is the Lord. Come on, he is the Lord, my God, thy God. He's the Lord, omnipotent, all power. Who can withstand him? Who can beat the Lord? Who can beat God? Nobody. no force, no ruler, no spiritual wickedness, no power, no principality can beat God. He is the Lord. Take him at his word. He's my Lord. I break and I shake off of you every lie of the enemy. He is the Lord. His word is sure. It stands sure forever. Forever. He is the Lord. He is God. He says, for the Lord thy God, he it is that goes with you. For the Lord your God, he it is that goes with you. Are you crying out today? God help! I'm in a battle. God help! I'm going through something. God help! I've gotten myself in a situation. God help! I'm in a trial. God help! Help! God help! Send help from heaven. God help! As we cry out before him, he says, don't fear. Collect yourself. Be strong. Collect yourself. Be courageous. Collect yourself. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. For the Lord your God, I haven't gone anywhere. The Lord your God, he it is that goes with you. He goes with you. I break up the lie that you're going by yourself. I break up the lie that you don't have anybody in your corner. My God, the Lord says, I go with you. He told the children of Israel, I go before you. He goes behind us. He surrounds us. I'm surrounded in the battle with the Lord. The servant of Elijah, he had to say to the servant, God opened his eyes that he could see. The servant was speaking more about what the enemy was doing. The servant was speaking about more about what the enemy looked like. Are you and I speaking about what the enemy, that's the trick of the enemy. Are our eyes on God or are our eyes on the enemy? Where is your eye? Where is your focus? God, I pray in the name of Jesus, put our eyes back on you. Put our eyes back on you. Put our eyes back on your word. Let our ears be attuned to you so we can hear and see what you say. Help us not to be disturbed and focus on what the enemy is saying, but help us to see and say what you say. What is the word of the Lord saying to me? From the scripture. If you need a word, go to the word. Go to your Bible and get a word from the Lord. Today, this is a word from the Lord. The Lord your God, he it is that goes with you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. God will not fail you. God cannot fail. Get it in your spirit, man. He cannot fail. Get it in your spirit. He goes with you. He accompanies you. In fact, he leads you. You follow him. He is at the front of the battle. God is with you. He goes with you. God will not fail you. God will not forsake you. What is forsaking? Drop it off and leave you by the side of the road? What is forsaking? I don't want this anymore. Let me drop it off and leave it by the side of the road. This has no value to me anymore. God will not leave you. He will not fail you. He will not fail. He cannot fail. He's the real thing. God is the real deal. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. He won't fail you. He will go with you. God is with me. God is in me. I cannot fail because he won't fail. He will not forsake me. I'm not forsaken. I'm not forsaken by God. He will not forsake me. I might be going through a little something, something, but he won't forsake me because I believe him, I trust in him, and I trust in his word today. Verse 7, Deuteronomy 31, verses 6, 7. And Moses called unto Joshua and said, in the sight of all Israel, admonishing Joshua again, be strong and of good courage. For you must go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn. God calling Joshua. Come on, calling assignment into destiny. God is calling me and you into assignment and destiny. And sometimes he calls us by way of trial. Because there has to be a time, sometimes, of testing. Will you serve me? Will you surrender all? Will you commit all to me? I think about Abraham and Isaac, a time of testing. Go where I'm telling you, bring your son along and sacrifice him. Where is your heart? He tests us to determine not that he needs to know, but we need to know whose side are we on. We need to know I'm anchored in God and I will not move. I'm committed to the Father. And I will not move. This trial, this test, this challenge, this battle, it will not cause me to let go of God. Will you stay? Will you stick? Will you stand? Will you be strong? Will you be of good courage? Will you trust his word? Will you trust him? Will you trust him when it's not making sense? What you're seeing in the natural, will you trust him? By the Spirit of God, will you trust him? The natural look crazy. What you see look crazy. But will you trust in the God that does not change? Will you trust in the immutable God? Will you trust in the faithful God? Will you trust in the steadfast God? He's consistent. He shows up. He does what he says. He keeps his word. Be strong today in the Lord as he brings you through the battle, as he brings you out of the fire, as he brings you out of the lion's den, as he causes you to triumph, as he causes you to be more than a conqueror, as he causes you to overcome. I'm telling you, there's nothing like the strength of God. There's nothing like the courage that God gives a mere man or woman when he puts his supernatural on us and we're able to stand through things that we never imagined. But it's his strength. We give him the credit. We give him the thanks. We give him the praise. God, you did it. God, you did it. He fortifies us. He fortifies us. He fortifies us. He causes us to be fortified by his strength and by his spirit, by his power, by his might. He fortifies us and he causes us to do exploits in his name. That the kingdom of God would be expanded, that God would be glorified. God is only trying to use you. Don't get weary in your well-doing. Be like Job. Stand your ground. Be like Job. Yet will I trust God. I'll trust him to see what Jeremiah 29:11 promised me. I'll trust him to see my expected end. I've got to hang on to the word of God till I get what he told me. Look at the life of Job. He came through. I pray today, you and I, let's come through. Come through what God has for us, that we would might receive what God has us. Come through like the Hebrew boys without the smell of smoke. Without our clothes being singed or burned, come through in Jesus' name. I pray over you today that you would come through in the power and strength of God, that you would come through in the grace of God, that you would come through in the anointing of God, in the empowering and strengthening of God, that you would come through with a glorious testimony, that you would win because the Lord your God goes before you, because he fights for you, because he causes you to win the victory, because the Lord your God is God. I pray today that you are being encouraged. I pray that every word of God that's shooting forth out of my mouth like an arrow, that it's piercing, hitting the target. Come on, that is causing the enemy to back up off your life. That is causing you to see that I am strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. That is causing you to take his courage. Receive it today. Receive courage where you've been running. Stop. Sometimes we chase dogs in the natural. And at first the dog run off, back off, tuck his tail. And then sometimes, have you ever experienced, he turn around and he say, all right, now that's enough. And he began to chase you. So today I pray through the word of God, through the Holy Spirit of God, that we would put the enemy to a flight. Submit ourselves to God. Surrender. We're not surrendering to the enemy. We're submitting and surrendering to God. We're being still and knowing that God, he is God. Be still and know. Be still and know. I'm being still. That's me surrendering to God. That God will give me the victory. Be still and know that he is God. Today, be strong. I pray that you will be strong. I pray that you will take courage. I pray that you won't fear. I pray that you will be reminded that God cannot fail. I pray that you'll be prayerful today. Get the strategy of God on your situation. Get the strategy from the third heaven. Get the strategy. Get the mind of Christ about your situation. I pray that you will stay with God and allow God to navigate you through the waters. That God would navigate you, that you would come out as pure gold, that you would come out victorious, that you would come out receiving all that God has for you, that you come out on the other side in the grace and power and strength of the Lord. I pray today that you be encouraged, saints of the Most High God. May God bless you and keep you, and may you continually to walk in victory until you walk yourself with God, holding his hand through the battle, on to the other side, just like the children of Israel. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.